pump the jam, pump it up.
We're starting it off.
Yeah, it's on.
Here we go, baby. A terrible start.
I smoked a little bit of weed before this.
Banged it on.
I'm scared that everyone's gonna. I don't know.
I think I fucking suck, bro.
People don't fuck with me. People fucking hate this shit. It's crazy. We got 12 followers. I looked at the listens on Spotify. Spotify, we're on Spotify. Here we go. Welcome to the podcast.
Hell yeah.
We're back on the podcast.
We're here, baby.
It's just me and Fraser tonight. No Matt. Feels strange. Energy does feel a little
bit. In honor of Matt.
And Matt died. Matt's dead. drowned in the cheeks.
Oh. Matt's gone.
As they say.
You just don't fuck with Connecticut like that.
Yeah. He's like, I've got to do business.
The worst state in New England.
So, anyway, just me and Fraser tonight. It is weird to do this. With three people, we can all kind of just face the wall and act like we're... But this is where we're kind of just talking to each other.
This is real.
I think it would be easier if I face
the wall. I think it's easier if we look at each other.
Okay. Well, anyway... The podcast is now available on Spotify.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Which makes us a real podcast.
It's really hard to get on there too.
It's hard as hell, dude. Took me a month.
It's like us, the Joe Rogan Experience.
There's like three other podcasts.
That one girl from
Caitlin Clark
podcast coming soon.
Yeah, dude.
She needs a podcast. We're running down Caitlin Clark, bro. We're going to get her on the show. Running down
Caitlin Clark is what you said?
Yeah, run down. Like, get her attention.
Oh, okay. That's how you
not in a mean way. I think... Do you think we could get Caitlin Clark to do one episode of the pod? Or
no, dude. We can't even get our friends to do an episode.
They don't want... Yeah, but it's harder to lie to them if they know you. So... Yeah. You can't be like, yo, this shit's popping, bro. It's really fun and cool. They'll be like, I know you, bro. I've listened to
you're
it.
You're not
sucks.
Funny or cool.
I fucking don't want to do that.
I think the podcast is good.
We need more TikTok friends.
Yeah.
More like
the podcast
real
is also available on Patreon.
Yeah.
If you want to support the podcast, you can do it with money. And
lots of it.
That would be sick. We would appreciate it.
We'll send you stuff.
Yeah, whatever we got.
Real shit. Physical
real
shit. I'll give you an old shirt. A fucking, I don't know, a drawing.
Yeah.
A nude. A nude of someone who's not me. That'll be dope. That'll be good.
You know what? I'm going to crack the window. How's that sound?
I'm going to crack a rib. You know that, Alex Jeez. No, he doesn't. We already talked about it. I said that before to him. He was like, I don't know that. But on the same note of being like, we need, like, jokingly to be like, we need, like, an Instagram reel type. All those fucking kids from New York, I know you see them too, all know each other who do the Instagram reels.
Is that real?
Who do, like, the little skits and stuff. Yeah, they all.
Yeah, it's like a little, like, community.
It's a whole, and we're not in it at all.
You know one of the guys.
You've
talked about this before.
Yeah, I know one of them, but that's a wild-ass question. And he's a little bit more popular than them. As well, so he's trying to flock out of that.
We need our cloud.
We need a guy who's in like the midst of getting in to be boys with.
We need clout.
We need clout.
It's crazy.
We also need to be like one guy. How he got clout is he would just go into delis and talk about how soft his penis was.
Yeah,
and that's how he got into that clique.
God,
which
damn.
I think is like. So low effort, it's good.
It's not low effort, though, because I wouldn't do it.
I would definitely do that.
You would not do it.
Yeah, 100%. 100, dude.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just hold a phone in front of your face and just at like a normal level, just be like, I am in the deli. It is a beautiful day out, and I'm soft as a fucking whatever. and then just smile. People do those NPC videos.
What's that?
You ever seen those people? They go to, like, Soho.
Yeah.
And they'll just, like, put their phone and just, like, have it standing or tripod it. And then just do, like, NPC movements out in the real world. And they'll just, like, stream and make hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I've only... Wow. I've only ran into like one of those people in the wild, and I was in Central Park, and I was like doing like this like freelance thing, and this dude was like, "Do you have a second to like talk about like college education?" And I was like, "Sure." And then like his phone, his friend like busted out the camera, and he like hit me with the mic. I was like, "I'm not doing this."
See, I don't like that shit.
That's not happening.
That's a sneaky predatory.
Yeah.
Type angle to hit or the gotcha moment.
He's like, "Did you go to college?" Mm-mm.
Is he half hoping you said something dumb though? Like, isn't that what they're really?
You are not
for?
About to catch me in this, yeah.
Yeah, just to obviously, catch you yeah. Slip, and so they can be like, "Look at this fucking dumbass." Yeah. Post it.
How does that work too? If they interview you, do you have to be like, "I consent to you publishing this," or they're just like, "We got you"?
If it's in public like that, it doesn't matter.
We got your ass.
They got it. That's where they do it. I mean. If you were in, like, a...
Feels good to be back, Fraser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot to talk about here.
Yeah.
A lot of updates. Working on stuff big time.
We haven't
I got a lot of projects going on.
We haven't done... Well, actually, that's a lie.
We haven't done shit, bro.
We did two podcasts in consecutive weeks, and those and they were not recorded in the same day.
They were fired, too, bro.
Yeah. So, it has been a second since we've done this.
I don't know. I'm hurt right now. I'm not hurt. I'm just sore.
Yeah.
We're sore. I'm just having tired. Gay sex.
Yeah. I'm not editing again, by the way. Let's get some Skittles in here.
We're just eating a lot of Skittles.
God, you know what the thing... I mean, I guess you, like, don't recognize what someone brings to the table until they're not around.
Matt brings a lot of...
Matt really, like...
Good energy. He brings the spaz energy. I've been on the... I've had a phone call with Matt once... And we talked for about 95 minutes. And that's how I think every phone call goes with Matt for everyone in his life.
Yeah, you literally, like... I've gotten into the habit of just, like cutting him off and, like, I have to go.
Yeah, like, I let it run.
It's, like, the only way to get off the phone with Matt is, I have to go.
He got me, like, early in the morning and just was, like... Went from one thing to we ended up in him talking about, like, kids he grew up with who've been incarcerated.
Yeah.
And that's, like, that's just the tunnel that you're going to go under.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's a real thing that we're missing probably.
Yeah, it's crazy he has, like, a normal office job.
And is able, yeah, dude, I would think that guy's fucking insane, bro.
Yeah, well,
imagine
I think...
Imagine him cornering you in the morning after two cups of coffee.
Yeah,
and just
he doesn't drink
like,
coffee.
Yeah, because he's a spaz, bro. Yeah, he's spazzing off life.
He's just got, like, yeah, his brain is just, like, caked with Adderall from his childhood. It just hasn't filtered out all the way.
Dude, I couldn't imagine getting cornered in your office by a Matt Gillick trying to talk to you about finance.
Yeah. Marketing emails.
Dude, I would just question him all the time. I'd be like, "How much coke are you doing these days, Matt?" Because in the business sense, if he was coming at you with financial shit, you'd just be like, "This is 100% coke ideas."
Yeah,
100%.
No, he's not like that. I feel like he's
Matt
got,
doesn't do coke. No,
no, but he also, I feel like his ideas aren't like cokehead ideas.
Cokehead ideas can be good.
That's true.
I don't know about his shit with money. His ideas for the mag are good.
That's true. We all have bad ideas with money. We have zero money.
We do have zero
money.
We have
$50 in the account right now, and I'm about to send 40 of it to an artist.
Hell yeah. I don't have a credit card. But
that's the hack.
Is it good to get one or bad to get one?
Bad.
I still don't have one.
Well, I mean, like, you should, like, it's just for rich people. Or, like, people with, like, if you have a stable job and, like, can guarantee that you're going to get paid a certain amount. A certain amount every week, and then like, and no dramatic changes are gonna happen in your life.
Those happen quite often.
No, we're like, we're fully the population that both like needs credit and is also preyed upon by creditors.
Yeah, we'll never really get it unless it's a fucking predatory.
No,
loan.
We'll get it. You can
predatory.
You can easily
though.
Get a credit card. It's just
you can give me a Discover card.
Yeah,
like a fake one.
Yeah. Dude. I was in Mexico. I bust out the Discover card. They said, I don't even know what that is. no say.
That shit doesn't even fly here, buddy.
No say Discover.
They're like, where does it say Amex? Oh, it's a what?
It's a what?
Like the channel? You got a TV channel?
Yeah, what is this? Fake ass card. No Discover.
Yeah, you're bugging, bro. This shit's fake.
Yeah.
Oh, your credit card's orange and blue. What are you, a fucking child? Get out of here.
You know what? We got to figure out how to make money, especially for the magazine. Because speaking of credit, we're racking up debt for this thing.
Hell yeah.
I'm racking up debt for this thing.
I'm supporting him.
Yeah.
Moral support.
But, well, how they used to do those, like, give-a-thon things? You know, I'm talking about the call-a-thon things that they would do?
Yeah, like a telethon.
Yeah, how do you do that? You just, like, call people and you're like...
You have to do it on stream.
We could do that.
I think that'd be cool.
We're almost a non-profit.
Because they want to see you do shit. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
That used to be, like, with the radiothons before you...
Yeah,
We could get internet people involved too, right? Like with the two people.
Yeah. How? Okay. Circling back into that circle of people. How the fuck do we get in there? Because I see these kids. They're not kids. They're all
26, 27, like,
yeah, our age. And I think you just have to make Instagram reels and be funny. But. I'm not too much of a funny guy, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not too good at Instagram reels.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because I'm smart. And that's just for dumb people. How about that?
You gotta play a game.
I'm too smart to learn how to make money. So who's really the dumb one?
All right, we do the telethon. I think that'd be easy.
Yeah, I agree with it.
We could do it, like, at a bar.
Yeah.
Come to, like, the live... telethon.
We'll do live masturbation at the bar.
Yeah.
That'll be a big hit.
Yeah.
Pay $25.
New issues coming out pretty soon. Fraser, you have so much change in your pocket today.
Fraser, I got my win in.
Fraser fell out of the skate park and just a puddle of change just came out of his pants.
That's true. I did fall out of the skate park and just had a bunch, and I picked it all up too.
This is like 10 minutes.
I fucking walked around slowly and picked it back up. And there was two skate schools happening and a bunch of pissed people. Yeah. And I'm just slowly gathering my change.
I saw a dime on like the other side of the park. I was like, I already know who this one is.
I lost my shit, bro. I was pissed. I lost one quarter and one dime. I had like over a dollar change in there.
Yeah.
That was good pickings.
In various sizes. Yeah.
It was funny. It was very cartoonish. Because I fell straight to flat, yeah. And my hat comes off, my shoes are unstable, and I take a full body slam, and I just hear the tick-tick-tick-tick, and just change falling out of my pockets and rolling away.
Fuck my change.
And I definitely did say fuck. Right in front of a bunch of little kids. And I told them, this is why you don't come to skate school. You can do this on your own for free.
That's it, dude. And it's much easier. I'm so tired of skate school.
That's the stupidest shit. Brooklyn people need to stop with that. Just rob people. If you want money, stop with the skate schools and the graffiti schools. Just rob them.
Graffiti. Oh, I forgot we're talking about graffiti.
They do graffiti. I've seen multiple flyers for
graffiti school.
Does your kid have an artistic, like, imagination? Yeah. He should enroll in graffiti school, and for fucking 3 hours a week, we'll teach him how to do graffiti.
It's crazy that, like, they're, like, well-to-do people are trying to, like, learn things that are historically for idiots.
Dude, I saw those, all like, those, Like,
you don't need a skateboard. You don't, skateboarding and graffiti are for dumb people. Like,
they're for, yeah, exactly. Like, they're 100% for, like, the lower class.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, my favorite things were doing graffiti and skateboarding.
Yeah.
And I was a white trash, like, fucking... I was just a dirt ball.
You don't need to buy your way into this.
Yeah. Thing. I remember I would barely take showers. My mom would yell at me for just, like, going to school with hair that hasn't been washed in 3 weeks.
That's gross.
And I would just be like, yeah, but I like this, you know? Yeah, like this. My hair stays like this, and then when I put my helmet on, it doesn't move.
Yeah,
and that was dope. I was like, I made it. I can have long hair, and I don't have to take care of it.
Yeah,
I'm killing it.
Yeah, graffiti.
And
strong.
Yeah, and I also loved Eminem. If that has anything to do.
Yeah, that's also cool.
I did love 50 Cent and Eminem.
So I had this kid come into my restaurant the other day, and he was like 13 or 14, getting dinner with his parents, and he just had like the most aggressive boy smell of all time. I was like, oh my god, dude, like this is. This is like my friend from years ago. Just it stunk up the entire restaurant.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Kid, this 13-year-old just doesn't
yeah,
know
dude,
how to,
you
like,
smell rank.
I was like, God damn. Like, I feel like, yeah. Like, we were sweating all day, and I feel like I don't smell that bad.
I don't smell bad now. When yeah. I was a kid.
What is it?
When I was a kid, I just smelled like dirt.
I think it's just like they'd go long periods of showers.
I would go to soccer practice and take like 3 showers the whole week and had soccer practice 5 days out of that.
That's so gross.
And I used to take off, everyone who played soccer can relate to this, when you take off your shin guards and your skin's really watery and malleable, and then you scratch it and all the dead skin comes up.
That's kind of fire, actually.
It feels so good, dude. It feels like fuck. It's better than scratching your poison ivy.
Yeah, no,
that's legit.
Pretty down for that.
I'm down for it. And it never didn't feel great.
Yeah.
Like, if it hurt the next day, I might not do it, but it wouldn't even matter. Because it felt that good.
What else going on?
What else is up?
Iran.
Iran?
Yeah.
I don't know shit about Iran.
Yeah, I will skip it.
I don't know shit about Iran. I know when Trump said who was the leader of Iran he had killed? He, like, assassinated. He himself, Trump himself, assassinated.
Caught the body.
Trump got bodies, bro. Mm-hmm. Trump dog coming back. Watch out now.
He's so going to win. It's crazy.
It's crazy out here. Yeah. We're already gearing up. We're recording live from Williamsburg. People are in the streets practicing crying right as we speak. They're getting good at it.
They're getting good at it. It's going to be very convincing.
Fuck. We're going to be the best crisis actors ever, bro.
People are in the streets practicing crying already.
Oh, yeah.
What else are you going to do? Yeah, like, it's so over. It's crazy.
I'm just going to put my hands up.
Nothing changed.
I can't wait.
Oh, also, Trump, like, there's a Trump rally, and everyone started chanting Genocide Joe.
Banged it on him.
And then Trump was like, it's true. It's
100% true.
It's true. And I was like, God damn, dude, how, like...
Dude, his nickname generator is off the charts.
He's an absolute beast.
He's de-sanctimonious.
De-sanctimonious.
De-sanctimonious, dude. Are you kidding me? That's fire.
Arm in the rim, dude.
Dude, he's literally just banging it on him. Yeah. Most of his supporters don't even know what that means, but they're like, shit, dude.
De-sanctimonious.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Shout out. I mean, people can't even be on a side. Which I think is the funniest at this point.
Yeah.
Because if you are, like, you can't be a free Palestine and a pro Joe Biden guy.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's off the table. So you're either going to say you fuck with Israel and you're a Joe Biden head, or you're going to say I don't think either of them are good and be free Palestine. Because you can't. You just can't.
Yeah, he's like, fuck, dude.
We're actively funding the IDF.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to disavow from the whole government.
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Unless you're really good at compartmentalizing. I almost said decompartmentalizing.
You know
I'm good at words.
That was fire.
I'm good with them.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk. But no, you gotta be really good at that.
Cognitive dissonance.
Which one are you? Who are you gonna vote
bust
for?
Bust your head in half and entertain two things.
I have hit my head quite a bit, but when I was a kid,
you shouldn't have an issue with this.
Yeah.
Who am I gonna vote for? I'm gonna. The only reason I've ever voted is because I had a girlfriend make me do it, and
hell yeah.
I'm not gonna do it this time because it seems like my girlfriend's not gonna make me do it.
You're gonna do what a girl does.
Yeah. So I think no vote. Cult Magazine is gonna.
What would she do though? Hold on, before we endorse not voting.
It was a different relationship.
Yeah. Of course, this is a different.
Had my life in a chokehold.
What would she? Would she break up and be like, my boyfriend didn't vote?
She'd just be pissed at me for like a long time, and I was like,
you should have broken up with her. That sounds terrible.
I did eventually, but at the time, I didn't want it to end so bad. I voted for Joe Biden, dude.
I've never. Damn, that's wild.
Yeah,
I would be so floored.
I felt like a fool.
I would be floored. I've always, I think, dated like Red Scare girls, so they would be like,
know,
"It's good you're not voting."
I know. I wasn't tapped in. I wasn't tapped in when I was in Boston. I was dating an engineer.
She
sucked.
I was gonna say something not bad but funny.
What?
It's mad funny, dog. But nah, it wasn't that funny.
What are you gonna say?
So be like, I didn't know you had a Chinese girlfriend.
Yeah, come on.
And we're not cutting that. No, it's in. That's guess in. What? The Chinese are doing very well at all of the top major schools.
Out of our 12 listeners, I think none of them are Chinese. We're probably
good. And you want to know what I did? I went to state school, contemplated community college, and then graduated from art school.
Bang.
And that took me 8 years. So that's...
You kind of are an ageless wonder. No one really knows how old you are.
Yeah. I think that's good, though.
You could be somewhere between, like...
I either look like a kid or I look like I'm 30.
You're both a kid and 30.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of the whole bit we're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm off the board, bro.
I'm wrinkling, though.
When I go like this... I got forehead wrinkles. Yeah. That's because I don't wear sunscreen. I'm against it.
Yeah. You're against kind of every... you're against lotion, too, right?
No, I like lotion.
What about lip?
You're
lip
thinking
balm.
Of chapstick. I'm against chapstick big time.
Yeah.
I've always been against
What's
chapstick.
Up with that?
Because I've never had chapped lips, so I'm able to be like, yeah, this shit's stupid. Your lips don't know how to work.
Well, here's the thing that... But you were like, I was put on chapstick, and you said, well, that only makes it worse because your lips get less good at moistening themselves. But you believe in lotion.
Yeah.
What's the difference here?
Sometimes my back's itchy,
uh-huh.
And I found if I rub lotion on it, sometimes it's not as itchy.
Because the skin's dry, yeah. But you're going to make your back's... The point is your back is already bad at making itself moist.
My back's terrible, bro. Yeah. My back is like... I have scars and shit on my back from stuff I don't remember.
Fire.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? And then you see like a freckle you don't like, and you're like, ah, fuck.
Did you see that? You see that kid that... Maybe we shouldn't say his name. Put out a part. The kid whose basement you destroyed.
Yeah. Oh, we already. That's way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The part was.
Wait, that's already. That's too much information.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably already too much. Fuck. You can start it. We'll just cut. You gotta do one cut.
I'm not cutting it, dude.
Fuck.
What, dude? The beef's already out there.
It's not beef.
We won't detail his side.
No, I did see that part.
It's a banger, dude.
It is. Oh, the kid's great.
Yeah, dude. Shoes look good.
He's always been good.
Good steez.
He was good in, like, 2015.
Yeah.
So he's been just... If you're already good in 2015, and if you keep progressing, you're going to be...
Yeah.
You're gonna be, it's fucking
nice.
Almost 10 years ago.
Nice way.
Isn't that fucked?
That was, yeah.
That's scary.
What was I doing in 2015? Time flies.
It's weird. Were you in New York? Were you a New York head yet in 2015?
Uh-uh.
Were you aspiring?
Yeah, dude, I've always wanted to live here.
Because it's so much fun.
No, I had a bunch of friends that lived here, and my bestie growing up lived here at the time.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to go to grad school here, and I did get into a grad school here. I got into City College.
Yeah.
And I also got into Emerson College.
Oh,
I was dating. There's a bit of a pattern here. I was dating a different girl, and she was like, "I'm moving to Boston for grad school," and I was like, "Well, I guess I should go to Boston too."
It is a smarter move to hit it Boston first before.
I don't regret doing it, but I did miss being like 22 in New York City, which seemingly is the coolest thing you can do.
That's before you have a lot of regrets is the only thing.
Yeah.
And then when you're 26 and times aren't so good anymore, you get to remember those and it makes
I guess
it feel
so.
Worse.
I don't really I don't regret much from Boston. It was like a pretty I just kind of like entered into a monkhood for a couple years.
Yeah. Boston's a great place to keep your fucking head down.
Yeah.
Stay like grounded.
Yeah.
Unless you're fucking wild and like that one finance bro on Instagram.
What's
Reels?
I'm not caught up on this.
That's a
Lewis?
Boston kid who's just goes, "Let's go, baby! I'm walking to work right now, baby. This is the 5K.
That guy's awesome.
Let's go!" And he's got big gap teeth.
He's a huge teeth.
Like fucking 6'7".
He like shit his pants or something.
Yeah,
right?
He shit himself and was pumped on it. That's what you can go to Boston and rule it if you want.
Yeah.
Because you.
But you have to. I mean, it's really like you can't. It's like you can't walk into Sparta and win intellectually. You got. You have to shit your pants.
You have to be kind of a dumb guy to be shit in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is funny because it's like this intellectual capital. Yeah. But if you really want to get laid in Boston, you need to be kind of an idiot.
You need to be a fuckhead.
Yeah, you have to be a complete idiot. Yeah.
The most fucked up kids I know who always just had the most beautiful women with them were just
idiots.
Backwards, fitted hats, yep. Fucking flat brim stickers still on, white beaters only.
Yeah.
The just like the loserest dump in fucking Jamaica. In Boston, and they were just...
Nasty flat ground.
Real, they were terrible at skating.
Bolts.
They were... No, these kids were the types of kids who were like, yeah, I used to skate, and it was like,
yeah.
You never even did an ollie.
Oh, okay.
But they used to have just the most beautiful Boston... Just well, their accents were horrendous, but that's kind of the
You know,
love
I kind
of
like
the love of the game.
I like the accent, yeah.
I don't, because it's too close.
Oh, yeah. I was
it's
coming
more
from,
foreign
I was coming from the South, and I was like, that's fun.
It's foreign
that's
to
interesting.
You. I hear it. I think of half of my family.
Yeah,
how dumb they are.
That's why people in the North like fetishize Southern accents.
Yeah.
But I hear it. I'm like, I just think of like all the dumb fucking
do
people I know.
So bad.
Yeah.
We love a Southern, and Northern people will be like, they'll be pumped on it, and they'll want you to say shit. Like if we got a kid from like, we used to only get kids from Florida, but and they had a little Southern tang like. Whatever is that? Twang.
Twang.
Yeah.
We call it twang.
Twang. Yeah. That twink. If there's a little southern
twang
when we were back
up,
in
yeah.
fucking grade school, all
God.
The boys would be on.
Woo!
Say your name.
Say your name.
Say my name.
Gabriel.
Say my
Everyone from the South is a twink.
Everyone. They're just hot fucking twinks.
Yeah.
And they're all just like Filipino for some reason, too.
Yeah. I love people from the South. They're all twinks.
Yeah. They're all hot Filipino boys from the South. You know the South.
Everyone's gay.
Everyone's gay and hot.
I'm taking my socks off.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it in the pile.
In the pile. If you don't know, we're recording live from the fucking depths of laundry.
Yeah, we are recording in a pile of dirty clothes.
He's got so much clothes.
Half clean, half dirty.
Look at all these are nice clothes, ladies and gentlemen. Hey.
Bro, I got bread.
We need some money for this magazine. We're going to sell some of these clothes to y'all. Whoever's listening, if you want, let's see here. We got a WWE. I see The Rock.
And John Cena, dude. Don't even
we have a
trip on
a vintage. I'm gonna say it's double stitch, but we're calling it. We'll sell it a single stitch. They don't know what the fuck that means. This is vintage, baby. This is real. This is Rage in the Cage, bro.
Rage in the Cage. As far as yours.
This is the Survivor Series. We're it's from 2011.
I mean, it's not bad, dude.
That's kind. I mean, what's
they brought The Rock back for that shit?
Yeah, he a bitch.
I'd fight him.
He a bitch, but too bad he a bitch, though.
I'd fuck him up, bro.
Yeah.
You
ever been in a fight?
Yeah.
When was the last time? You ever win a fight?
Yeah. No.
No.
I don't know,
just got in your
actually.
Ass kicked.
That's
though,
a great time. Question. Have
I was
been
thinking
in
about,
fights?
Like,
yes.
The, like,
Have I won them? Who knows?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of, like, the type of crazy that you are the other day. I was, like, there's, like, some people that, like, will, like, get in a fight, and then there's like some people that will like want like just like continue to get their ass kicked.
Yeah,
but that's like that like charges them up more. I can
yeah.
just like see you like somehow like just like getting more excited about being hit.
It's true. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I do have.
What are you gonna fucking keep hitting?
Yeah, I do have a very spaz energy.
What are you gonna keep fucking me up?
And it gets worse when it's very like.
Yeah.
I when
like,
I hear a negative response, it just like it's like
yeah.
take it to the next level.
Like if
you're
I get in a fight, I'm gonna do my best. If I am bested, I'll recognize it pretty quickly, and I'll say if not before the thing even starts. If I'm getting in the fight, I'm typically like I think I got this one.
Yeah,
I'm not getting.
That's wild.
I'm not getting in a lot of. Fights,
I don't think I've ever gone into getting beat up, being like I think I'm gonna fuck them up. I've just been like, just keep fucking
I've
poking
never,
the bear.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the difference. It's like, I'm never fighting unless I'm like easy dub.
Yeah.
And then at that point, you're like, well, then there's no real reason to do this either.
Oh, yeah. When I got arrested at UNH
for,
it was for not a fight, no, but I still got beat up.
I got beat up by a lady cop. Like, bad. And you want to know what was worse? We're not going to ever post the mugshot, even on Patreon.
No, yeah, we are.
Is me without a shirt.
If you subscribe to the Patreon today, any tier, or if you subscribe to the magazine, we will send you a printed copy of the mugshot.
2015.
Framed and printed. Dope.
Yeah. It's a really good mugshot because I have highlights. No shirt on, and I'm covered in bruises from recently just getting the shit kicked out of me by a lady police officer. And I thought it was funny, and also I'm not going to be like, yeah, that shit didn't hurt. No, she was fucking me up, and I had handcuffs on, and it hurt really bad.
What's she doing? She's like punching you?
Yeah, bro. She was punching me under my collarbone, like hard, and she could. And I was like, what the fuck? It's just so, literally, I didn't realize it, but when I put a shirt on the next day, my whole core was sore.
Why is she punching you?
Because I was being a shithead. I had no shirt on in highlights.
Yeah. What'd you say to her?
I fucking know that. I think what really made them mad is, my friend ran off because they didn't put cuffs on him yet. So he took off running, and there was like seven of us. And I was, like, the third person to be asked his name. And I was, like, I think I was doing the stupid bravado shit where I was, like, I don't have to answer your fucking questions.
I don't know. I don't fucking have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Free Palestine.
I probably did say so. Like, I don't have to talk to you fucking pigs. Like, fuck you. And I remember saying a lot of that. And then I got put crisscross on the ground without a shirt on and handcuffed.
Yeah.
And as you could imagine, at that point, I was just fucking just saying everything, and it didn't turn out well for me whatsoever. Yeah,
you get your ass kicked.
Yeah, I was 16 though too. So.
Got my ass kicked by a lady cop.
By a lady cop. And I mean, bro, if those handcuffs were off, I would have probably would have fucked me up, and then they would have jumped in on me.
Yeah.
Big time. Oh, 100%. But to the point,
fight
yeah,
me fair then, bro.
They looked off. They weren't even trying to be like, you shouldn't do that. He's a kid. Because the guys there were just, like, laughing at me.
Really?
Yeah, because they're older. It's, like, college police. Like,
they have a legit police department. You were 16? What are you doing on the college campus?
I grew up next to UNH, so I'd just go there. No, my friend Mike had a house, and I'd just stay at his house. It was bad, actually. It was really bad. Intermixing 16-year-olds, because we're not going to be like, yo, we're going to go to... My friend has a house, so we're bringing friends.
Yeah.
And we're not thinking when we're 16.
How old is your friend?
16.
How do you have a house?
No. Oh, him? He was...
It was his house?
Yeah, he's 20.
Oh.
And I was 16.
How did you know him?
We're just boys.
How?
I gotta say, exactly. Just skating. Oh, like skating. Ice skating.
Ice skating?
Yeah, he played hockey.
Oh, okay.
And we became friends through that.
He was like, yeah, come over. These are my boys.
Yeah. Yeah, legitimate. And like the... South End of Concord, a lot of people had home rinks.
Oh,
and we
would
skate after school, and he was just one of the friends. And we very similar, so he connected, and then he got a house like fucking 15 minutes down the road. So I'd just go there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, who do I know?
Yeah.
And it was other 16-year-olds in your grade. So you'd be like, I'm going to invite them. That's cool.
Yeah.
To the point where you'd go to parties and you'd have your 12 good friends there with you and a fucking sea of college kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also, they don't really know.
Yeah.
That you look, everyone looks like kids, except for a few people.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good.
So Drake's, how about the Drake thing?
Drake's a bitch, bro.
You're not Team Drake.
We're against. No, he's too cool. We talked about it a little bit. Drake's too cool. And if you're going to try to best a too cool guy, you got to be like, you got to be cooler. Essentially,
the rap thing, it's crazy that, like, every time I see this, like, I'm amazed that it continues to happen, because it's like the lamest thing you can do. It's like write a rap about some dude and try to, like, be like, yeah, this is like how I'm gonna defame him. But Drake always comes out on top on these things.
He comes out on top because no one's actually tested him. Drake, if you ever notice, like, most rappers on their either come up or anything like that have been in, like, squabbles and shit on the internet. At least have had, like, most of them have been shot, like a 50 Cent story or something like that, or a Kodak. I mean, even Lil Baby killing someone in a Walmart, that's, like, it's kind of embarrassing.
He killed someone?
Lil Baby did kill someone in Walmart and got away with it. He did it in like 2018.
How did he get away with it?
Because the guy tried to fight him and beat him up, and they're in a southern, I forget what state.
What state where you can I think have it
was
a gun. In it.
Yeah, you're allowed to have a gun, and he was deemed he was protecting himself from a violent threat. A fatal violent threat of getting jumped by this guy. Which the guy, I mean, little.
His name is Lil Baby.
What was I about to say, huge. Lil Baby small.
Wait, was it Da Baby or Lil Baby?
It was Da Baby, sorry. Oh, Lil dude. Baby and Da Baby, I get mixed up.
Da Baby is
too many babies.
Aggressive, dude. He's been in so many altercations.
Da Baby's a man, though.
What's he up with? He got canceled.
He got canceled because white people started putting rappers under a strict lens.
Yeah.
Which is
comical. What did he get canceled for?
He got canceled for being homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
And like, as if a guy named DaBaby who kills people in Walmart doesn't have a sound education on gay people.
Oh, wait. Yeah, wait. What did he say? He was like, I don't care if y'all gay or trans.
He said
he was
sucking dicks in the
you
parking
just can't
lot.
Do it at my concert.
And none of my fans have AIDS.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And that's what got him.
Yeah.
And then he doubled down when he went on a talk show, and they're like, do you apologize? And he's like, I said none of my fans have AIDS. Like, that's a good thing. I don't even understand this whole beef.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's because you think gay men get AIDS through sucking each other's penises. And he just kind of shook his head. I would imagine most people would be like, yeah, bro. If I was uneducated, I'd be like, that's how you get AIDS. It's in the semen, duh. And if you swallow the semen, you have AIDS now. Duh, dude.
Dang.
But no, he's a dumb dude from the South. Leave him be.
From North Carolina. Shot
Crack-a-lacky, baby.
That's what we call it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's probably in North Carolina. He shot that guy. Can you shoot people in Walmart in North Carolina?
You can shoot wherever you want.
I bet you can.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's crazy, dude. North Carolina sucks.
Let's get guns.
I was thinking, I sometimes have, like, romantic memories of North Carolina. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be nice. But I hate it the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
It's a bad place to be.
It's good to channel that energy whenever you get in one of those sort of, like, nostalgia holes. You gotta be like, well, what did I not like about that?
You gotta remind yourself.
And then you remember a decade's worth of bad memories. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
It's good I'm here. It's good. I feel grateful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm grateful, bro. I'm grateful.
Or you fire up Facebook, see what the rest of your classmates are up to.
Yeah.
And then be like, I'm doing great. And then you look at your bank account and you go, man, maybe I'm not doing too great.
It sucks. Everyone's richer than me.
Everyone's got money,
Who's
bro.
The most successful person from your high school?
Probably. I don't know him by name.
What?
I would say a few kids went to MIT from my high school.
Pretty cool.
So I can't remember their names, but three out of my graduating class
went to MIT. That's crazy that Chinese people went to your high school.
Yeah. A lot of Asians did go to my high school, but not the Chinese. Nepalese people. Nepalese immigrants. And they were not going to college because that's how the system works, baby. That's immigrants don't go to college. It's kind of true when you're in bumfuck middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
If you immigrate there, there's not all these facilities and things like there is here and aid and stuff for you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just like thrown in the wolves.
Yeah.
And then you have to live in shitty housing and basically just live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Because there's no such thing as like apartment buildings in fucking New Hampshire, really.
Yeah. What do and you? Yeah.
There is, but in like Portsmouth and Manchester, where they're expensive as fuck.
What else you got going on?
I'm here. We're not funny today, bro.
I know.
How about that? How about, because guess what? Shit doesn't always need to be funny, you fucking heathens. How about that?
How about that?
How about that for your ass, you fucking bitch?
What else is going on?
I'm going to talk like Lil Boozy for the rest of the episode.
You even know how. Do it. Do it.
Too much on it now.
It's going to pop out when you least expect it. You can't do a Boozy voice.
I can do a Boozy.
No, you can't.
Boozy badass.
That's so bad.
You do one then.
No.
All you gotta do is say Boozy badass.
You have to like really get into it. Yeah. Boozy badass.
Fucked, bro. No, that was on par with mine.
No, it was better.
Lil Boozy looks like that dog from the Looney Tunes.
What did you say?
Lil Boozy looks like the dog from Looney Tunes with the really fucking sleepy eyes.
Oh, yeah? Does he really?
Yeah.
What's up with Diddy? Here's the, I still haven't caught up with the Diddy drama.
No, he's,
No Diddy. He, what, did, no what, Diddy. What all did he do?
Diddy,
This is the rap podcast.
I think the Diddy's most damning evidence, other than, like, because I think a lot of the clout chasing and shit.
This podcast could be better if we tried harder.
Yeah. It could be. I'm trying really hard, bro.
We don't prep.
I think because we don't prep and we don't have, like, Diddy's level of,
We have to prep harder. That's it. I'm prepping hard next time.
Dude, next episode is going to be a fucking banger.
This is the last time that you catch me with my pants down.
This is the first time.
This is the first time Fraser catches me. So.
First time,
not
bro.
The last time.
And it ain't going to be the last. I tell you what, brother. I ain't putting on pants ever since.
Yeah, Fraser's in shorts.
I'm in shorts. It's no pants season here in New York. It was almost 80 degrees today, baby.
It was hot today.
It'd be shorts weather. It'd be Skittles and shorts weather.
Skittles and shorts weather.
Make sure everyone looks cute out there, yeah. Eating enough candy and wearing shorts.
You ain't eating enough candy, girl. I can tell.
I can tell. You don't even eat Skittles because you don't even remember Skittles gum.
Ooh.
Skittles gum was fire. Dang. I used to swallow it all the time. I think that's why they stopped making it. It's because kids were just eating it. I used to eat it. I always used to be my favorite part is when I'd go alone into the gas station. And my mom would be like, get like a Diet Coke or something and give me $10. And yeah. Be like,
over.
I'm not getting a fucking receipt. And I'm getting two packs of Skittles gum. I'm going to fucking swallow it so you don't realize I have gum.
You just get her a Diet Coke and lie about the gum?
Yeah. I wouldn't be like, yeah, I got two packs of Skittles gum that I'm going to swallow all of it in the back of the F-150. And I think it's like one of those little kid lies where you're like, my parents have no idea. My mom's probably just like, what the fuck is he chewing on back there? And little did she know, I shouldn't be swallowing all that gum, but that's what makes you tough.
What happens when you swallow gum?
Just stays in your system for a long time and makes it so it hurts to try to poop.
It is hard to do an artful podcast. I had a vision on what...
Really? An artful podcast?
Or just something of value.
Dude, even like on hardcore history, I guess that's not an artful podcast.
I just think I had a vision the other day of it, but I kind of forgot what the bit was going to be. I think I can do it better, though.
We can definitely do it better.
We also don't even have intro music.
There's no intro music. We don't write anything down as a forethought, so it's just you trying to come up with stuff on the fly.
Yeah.
That makes us fucking real.
Real as fuck.
Real gay.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Got bangers. Y'all didn't think I had them.
Come on
out.
Come on out.
These shorts got pockets, baby.
These shorts got pockets and they full, bro. Full of change.
They full. They're not. They're not anymore. I lost fucking 35 cents today.
Damn, that was tough.
I'm empty in the pockets. Let's see what we got in here.
Oh, damn.
Oh, it sticks. That's my cool-ass lighter I got at a dumb-ass art show. They were giving out, guess what they have for gift bags? Fucking weed paraphernalia.
Art show.
It was a nice art gallery thing that I got invited to by my friend.
I wish I tried harder to interact with the community.
Oh, yeah. When she brought me to it, she was like, we have to leave soon. I don't want to be here long. And I was like, okay. And we looked at some of the stuff. There's also a live pianist, a guy.
Wait, is this the? This wasn't the Bushwick thing, was it?
No, it was not. Yeah. The Bushwick thing was fucking hilarious. Some kid told me he was an old guy and was 25.
Yeah, hate this. Yeah, I just think I don't know.
All those kids are kind of fucking retarded, but it's whatever.
They can kind of fuck off. Yeah.
I like it. I like the. Some of them are really nice. And some of them are really talented. But it's the same thing as like. I sound like a fucking country bumpkin when I talk about it. But you fucking artsy idiots.
Yeah.
Thinking you're making a difference and you're not.
I get so annoyed when I see people like talking about art. I'm over it.
Art talks bum me out unless you also make it and it's more personalized.
Yeah.
If it's like a me and you talking about it, I'm cool with that. It has to be a one-on-one. I can't do a... There's this fucking loud gallery happening behind me with a DJ set, and I'm in, like, a fucking circle of 8 people. It'd be like, I really like the texture on this character you did here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said something good.
I hate that shit.
And it's like, oh, I feel like such a fucking idiot. And this guy feels like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, the whole thing sucks.
And why the hell am I trying to be, like, relating to any of these people right now?
Yeah, I hate all these people.
The forced relation
is better than all these people.
Yeah, dude, when you look around, you go, I'm the fucking boss of this. If only they knew.
If only they knew I was so much better than everyone here.
If only they knew how much I fucking hate them, then yeah. I could really
Then they would really like me.
I could really be at the top of this mountain. Yeah.
If only these people knew how much I fucking
Oh, no, yeah, sorry, sorry, I'm in your way, sorry.
Yeah, what?
Oh, sorry, oh, shoot.
Can I get a beer?
You wanted, oh, yeah, I'll grab it for you, it's cool. It's cool. Oh, jeez, I'll give you two cigarettes, that's fine, it's yeah. cool.
Fuck with you, bro.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't need that lighter back, dude, you can have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah no, I love, we should go to that place. How much does it cost? $25 to get in a dive bar? Yeah, yeah, it seems worth it. It's cool. You're telling me the cool people... All the girls who dress in black and fucking hate everything are going to be there. Cool. They're going to be super nice. It's going to be the best conversation of my life.
I haven't really had to pop in those circles lately.
I've tried it. I always disavow it and I say I'm never doing it again. And then no, when I get an invite, I'm like, okay, this
back.
Time will be different.
This time will be different.
It's always going to be different.
Fuck with me this time for show.
It's always going to be different when I'm looking at this airbrush art. It's yeah. they're gonna they're not going
to
all
Where'd
be
Where'd you go to
phones.
Graffiti school?
Yeah. That is the kids I'm hanging out with yeah. when I go there.
Dang, where'd you get you into graffiti school at RISD?
That's cool. I like how your parents pay for everything still. It's really nice of them.
RISD School of Graffiti.
I like how they support you monetarily.
I hate anyone that went to RISD.
I do until, well, Sam Hyde got kicked out
last
of RISD.
Last good one. I thought he went to fucking...
he was supposed to go
to
RISD.
He went to Mass Art.
He, oh no, he got into Mass Art and he went to RISD.
Yeah.
For like a second, and then they just were like,
you gotta go.
You gotta leave.
You gotta fucking go.
And then Seth MacFarlane, Fairline, Farling.
I thought he went to Brown.
He went to RISD. Family Guy is a RISD guy.
Oh.
But also, I don't like that. I don't like Seth MacFarlane, so.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks.
Cap.
I like Family Guy, though.
He's
that capping. Shit. That shit dope.
Yeah.
Yo, Family Guy is. Have you ever heard anyone say that before?
I fuck with Family Guy, for real, honestly.
You like that?
Yeah,
watch that shit. I love fucking wheelchair jokes. I love Family Guy.
Yeah, top three bad schools. If you say you go to this school, I just kind of count out right off the conversation as annoying.
NYU.
NYU.
Big time.
RISD. And there's probably like something in Boston.
I didn't know you could.
If you go to, if you went to Harvard, I just like assume you're evil.
Yeah, I assume, well, I always assume, I think it's just because I'm stupid as well, that, like, Colin Jost.
That's true. I'm not really
like,
hanging out
think.
With anyone that went to Harvard.
Yeah, I don't get to grace their presence
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, we ain't in the same circles.
They don't like, I should be, though, bro. They would love what I gotta say.
Emerson College, yeah. If I meet anyone that went to Emerson.
I'd be like, so what's up with the pandemic that you guys started? That's fucked.
Pandemic, bro.
Did you do that? Was that, like, a committee of you guys who did that?
In Boston?
Yeah, well, they did. It was a Harvard Medical Center is the one that was...
It was,
That is responsible for creating the virus.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
No, it was a medical... it was, like, a medical device conference that happened at, not Pfizer, one of those fucking...
You just make something
biotech, whatever. And, that was like the ground zero in Boston. Was like a medical device conference that
yeah,
happened in
Cambridge.
That's
why all the people are fucked up there.
Which is pretty cool.
We've all had COVID for the past 20
yeah.
years. That's what they mean by dirty water. It's just
it's just COVID.
They just dip their kids in COVID.
I don't even think I got it when I was in Boston. I didn't get it until I moved to New York.
I didn't
and
get
I got
it.
Then I got it instantly.
Doesn't exist. Why do you think you got it when you came to New York? There's more people.
Maybe it's the more people thing. I was being less careful.
Oh, wow.
I was at the club.
Oh, you were at the club?
Yeah, I was at the
How
club.
Was the club for you?
I like the club, dude.
I like
if
the
I got,
club.
If I got the right energy and the right people with me, I'll have a great time at the club.
I'm on a bunch of ketamine. I love the club.
I don't
even
need drugs to do the club. I need poppers, but I don't need drugs.
Poppers are wild that you do poppers.
I love poppers.
That's crazy to
on
me.
On record.
Well, you do poppers. I've done my fair share of whippets.
Yeah,
so
great.
I feel like those are just both the kind of dumb, the dumb guy, like not a drug, still a drug thing.
Yeah, need it.
Yeah. And you know what they call whippets in Australia?
What?
They call them nangs.
Nangs,
dude.
Is that why that song by Tame Impala is that it's called Nangs?
I think so.
Really?
I would imagine so. It's
that guy's Australian or he's New Zealand?
It's the same fucking place, bro.
Well, which one is he?
I don't know.
He's one of the two.
I guarantee you they use the same goofy slang.
I bet. Maybe.
Easy. Australian people are dope, though. Shout out Aussies.
Can you do a New Zealand accent?
I always think of Flight of the Conchords.
New Zealand.
Because that's my only understand. I am Lord. Shout out Lord.
New Zealand.
New Zealand, mate. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett. I can only do Flight of the Conchords. Like, and he's like, hey, Brett, that's not. We work very hard. Yeah. I can't. It sounds British.
I'm in a band.
I'm in a band, mate. Oh, man, you're not racist. Oh, he's racist.
He's racist.
There's an episode where Aziz Ansari doesn't sell pears to Brett because he thinks he's Australian. Yeah. And he's fucking from New Zealand, bro. He's fucking stupid. That's also, that show made me want to come to New York when I saw that when I was a kid. Oh, fuck. Sorry, dude. Is it bad, bro?
No, it's not that bad.
I can't. Joke's on you. I can't smell. Joke on you, bro. What are some good shows you've been watching lately, bro?
I started the Fallout show last night, two nights ago, and it was bad.
It's bad. It's
I was
dumb.
Like, I can't watch anything.
We can't watch anything because all y'all are fucking dumb.
I hate the way shit looks, dude.
I'm so mad all the time.
For real. Always.
My fists are bald. That's why I only watch hockey nowadays.
I just wish I could, like, watch something that would make me happy.
I wish I could
or, like,
watch
I
stuff.
Wish something like would come out that's new that that would make me happy.
I wish I watched stuff like I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because when I first saw The Shining when I was like
12 I used to
years
be
old,
like that about movies.
I
used
was
to be,
so excited.
I used to be so. I mean, I feel like I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I like hate reading fiction now because I really like.
Nonfiction's great.
No, it's just like. I feel like my standard has gotten like unreasonably high or in like what I'm in the way I like use fiction is like kind of gross now. I don't even like reading. I kind of just like look for it to like help me do my own shit. So I'm never even like trying to like read anyone's book. I'm always like hoping it'll like return me to do my own thing. And so like my relationship with fiction is like completely ruined. Yeah.
Do you remember seeing your first rated R movie?
But I used to feel, I still do. I still like movies a lot. And it's because I don't ever feel inspired to make a fucking movie.
No, I don't. I don't have any inkling.
It's always, so it's amazing. I can just like sit there and watch it and enjoy it. And I never have to worry about my brain being like, oh, you should go make that now.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think about the shots, but that's the same. It's the same feeling for music with me because I don't have any urge.
Yeah. No desire to make
ever play music in front of a living soul.
Yeah.
So I just respect and go like when it's good, it's good.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
I
awesome.
Like it. Yeah. Like a live show, if when it's good, it's great.
Yeah. Now they're making all these bad movies, and they've always made bad movies. But
it's
it's just the way it looks. It just bothers me so much.
It
I hate. I don't know. I don't.
Have
the,
to a hyper modern
what is
stance.
The camera they're using? I don't. It's.
They graduate.
It looks so. This looks ridiculous. What's a red camera?
Red's a brand, but they make like
Red Dragon.
I don't
There's
know.
A dragon camera. People love the dragon camera.
Yeah, I just don't. They all just look kind of the same, or there's just a lot of like neon lights and VFX shit into them that I really just don't appreciate.
I just don't fuck with it.
I don't fuck with it, but I wish I still had that same fucking enjoyment that I could get. Like, I remember seeing Little Miss Sunshine in third grade, and I was like, one, super excited because it was my first rated R movie. I was so excited. And then I remember seeing it and them swearing it, and I was like, this is fucking.
Yeah.
It was like ecstasy the whole movie. And then Super Freak came on at the end, and I remember I was young enough to be to the point where I was like wanting to dance too.
Oh,
I was so excited.
You
about
the
it.
Zoomies.
Yeah, dude. Like it uplifted me to start moving.
I
too.
Still, yeah, movies still do that to me too.
Yeah.
Like I saw Le Samurai the other night. You see that one?
No.
But the sound design or whatever you want to call it in the movie is so good. Everything sounds really good. Like all the little like fidgeting, like doors unlocking, like he has this like big ring of keys that he uses to hack cars, and like the way he like plays with keys. Yeah, it sounds. Anyway, when I got, I was, and he's like, he's very stealthy, he moves very quietly. Anyway, I was taking the train home, and I felt like I was just like listening to everything. Yeah. My ears were just so wide open. Yeah. Felt so good.
That is great. I love it when you can get it. It's like the aftershock to great art is when you can still like be thinking about it in your daily life.
A fiction.
Like if art's really good, I'll think about it while I'm at work.
Yeah.
Like if I'm thinking about it while I'm at work, that means it fully impacts me to the point where I'm just like, all right.
Yeah.
I have to be consumed by it. That's the same thing with making art, I think, though. And that's why people.
Yeah.
There's that old saying, is like your first two albums are going to be your best albums, no matter what you do. Your fucking second movie will always be what you hold dear to you and will probably what's going to be your masterpiece. It's the same thing with like artists, unfortunately, that the best art you're going to make is when you're struggling and having a really hard time and putting it in front of important things. Like, you need to make money right now.
Yeah.
You need to, like, have... You're young. You need to still talk to your family all the time. You still need to be, like, into these new responsibilities, and you got to hit the ground. But if you put those off to be,
put
like...
Put those off and go play in my room.
Have to do this.
I have
you
to go
have,
play
like,
in my room.
You have an irresponsible drive.
It's entirely
irresponsible. Is what makes things good.
Exactly.
And then when you go crazy when you're old is what makes things good.
Yeah.
The crazier, sadly, the crazier you get, the better you are.
Yeah.
Which is, you can take that however you want, but.
You have to stay crazy.
You have to. I mean, you just have to. And it, craziness proves, like, people. I mean, okay, we talked about The Shining before, but what makes that so great is because Jack Nicholson's actually crazy. That's a real crazy person. Shelley Duvall is terrified of him. And Stanley Kubrick. And Stanley Kubrick's family that is, like, enabling him to just fuck this woman up. So what makes,
what's Kubrick's
like,
family doing?
They were just enabling it. Like, Stanley Kubrick's wife would be, like, she's just being a fucking, like, a fucking just complainer. She's being, like,
she's
a
whining.
Bitch right now. Like, fucking, you're in a Kubrick movie. Act right. Like, type of deal. And that just crushed, which of course it crushes somebody. It would crush anyone.
Yeah. You're in a Kubrick movie.
Like, fucking stiffen up. If he has notes for you, take the notes.
Yeah.
If he wants 170 takes of something, you're doing 170 takes.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, that whole thing just made them crazy. But that's such a, it's a beautiful movie. You can't make art like that unless it's almost penetrating something that's close to reality, which is scary. I think for a lot of people who are either art
enjoyers. Yeah, you really got to give up a lot of shit.
You have to give up everything. And I think also when people talk about like the last greatest comedy movie made, was always a conversation is Superbad and Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
Those are the two that always get brought up for the last banging comedy movies. And they only were that good because they risked a lot.
Tropic Thunder was good.
It was great, but it's the risk that also makes you really enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, they were ready.
It's namely
like
the blackface.
The blackface, and they have Tom Cruise in a blackface movie in the 2000s. Like,
yeah.
What? How good is this movie? How good is this script so they were able to get this to him?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be like, will, and same thing kind of with The
who
Hangover.
Who directed that?
I don't even know. Todd Phillips did The Hangover.
Todd.
And that's when Zach Galifianakis drops an N-bomb so hard.
He does?
Yeah, to Mike Epps. And Zach Galifianakis. I think it's funny that he
stays
out of the
light. Who's Mike Epps?
Mike Epps is a black comedian.
When does he say the N-word?
When he's getting shit inside the gas station. He's getting, like, a bottle of liquor and, like, Skittles and a Slim Jim. Like, just good shit. And he comes out and he just goes, "What's up?" And just says it full-heartedly with the ER. And then just stares at him. And it's like, oh, fuck. Even I remember seeing it as a kid and be like, what the fuck? Just be like, fuck, dude, they did it. And they're just like.
Dude, that was the end of that era.
100%.
Because there's, yeah, they
well, which people don't know, his new fans, I know because I'm a fucking comedy nerd, is Zach Galifianakis used to be the N-word guy before Louis almost, or at the same time as Louis. He was, Zach Galifianakis was the indie comic N-word guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He used to have a joke.
It's crazy that, like,
he's like, most popular.
The comedy equipment, like what we were talking about, right? Like, you, like, in making art or writing, like, you have to sacrifice. You have to, like, put aside, like, relationships and your family, and you gotta, like, not pursue too much comfort in your life because it'll take up too much time, and you need to stay kind of on the edge. And the equivalent in the comedy world is, like, you need to stay drunk and you need to say slurs.
Yeah. 100%. Dude, they're just like, say what's going to ruin your career right now, and it might work out really well for
That's
you.
That's your shot, bro.
This is it.
Yeah.
Are you going to be the next Shane Gillis? Yeah. Okay, if you're going to say something bad about Chinese people.
Say it. Yeah.
And then we'll see. Yeah. We'll see how it works out. And it works out great sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be the biggest comedian in fucking America. I mean, or sometimes you can go home and a lot of people say mean things to you and maybe someone tries to fight you and then you're just that guy.
Who tried to fight who?
You could be, Kramer.
Kramer.
You could be Kramer, remember? From Seinfeld.
Is Kramer forgiven? Are people letting? Is he back?
No, when he first did, they brought him on for David Letterman on like a old school like video call with Jerry Seinfeld and David Letterman, and people were laughing at him trying to apologize and what happened. And Jerry was like, "It's not funny.
Just stop! Don't
stop laughing.
He's trying to apologize."
And it's
saying
just
the
like,
N-word 18 times.
Yeah. Angrily too,
for shouting the N-word 18 times.
That was the
not in a bit at all.
First viral video. Imagine being the first viral video, and it just so happens it's you screaming the N-word.
What were the first like the
in
first
LA
three
too.
Viral videos?
A place
it's probably
that
like
has
a cat falling asleep, and then Kramer
screaming the N-word. It's Charlie bit my finger, and the and the Seinfeld guy committing a hate crime.
Yeah.
Those are the gems. We keep those as a society. That's our history.
That's
dude.
In the vault.
What will they write about the 2000s?
Truly.
The first viral videos were this little British kid and also a famous sitcom star screaming the N-word.
History is written by the victors. They're not.
And Kramer was the victor because he lives in the hills in a big ass house. So
Kramer's not
going
to make the history records. Or like that.
He's going to make it.
No, that video is not making the history record. Is not making the history books. The digital history books they implant into your brain.
I'm gonna be there, bro. I'm gonna live forever, dog.
I'm gonna live. People aren't gonna read anymore.
Oh yeah.
Fuck reading, bro. When you can
what
get
do
all
textbooks
that shit
look
zapped.
Like? Are the textbooks around?
I don't know. I read textbooks when all the information was wrong.
Yeah.
And I just had the hindsight to know. I had that sixth sense to not read it because I knew this shit would be fake. Later on, and it turns out I was right. So what are we gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Yell at me for not learning incorrect information? Fucking! This is why I hate the libs, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dude, check it out. We did it.
We did it, bro.
We in your area. We're in your ears.
Let's go. We did it again.
And the Bruins just scored, but they didn't count it. That's so whack, bro. I hate.
Let's count.
Fuck Ottawa, bro.
Fuck Ottawa.
That shit's so whack, bro. That's pissing me off. They're going to lose. They lost last night.
Podcast is over.
This one was really good, guys. We talked about a lot of really
we caught fire
good
there.
Stuff, bro.
Caught fire there at the end.
Are we catching heat? We just had to bring up Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that took a second.
I should have talked about Sarah Silverman program.
We don't have time.
Everyone go watch that show because I used to love watching that show. I started rewatching the Sarah Silverman program. That's the edgiest woman in comedy ever.
Used to be.
Actually, used to be. She still
is.
No one has topped Sarah Silverman in where she went.
Yeah.
That was legit. Like, and it was really funny. So, there you go. Next time you're in a conversation and people say, women aren't funny.
Yeah. There you go. Like,
Sarah Silverman's actually very funny.
Funny you would be so drab.
Smoke your pipe.
Yeah. Hit my jewel.
That's the end of the podcast. Subscribe to the Patreon. We have to start doing this. We have to start really pushing the Patreon.
Subscribe, bro. I swear it'll get better. I swear.
Next time,
I'm going to keep notes in my phone of all the fun stuff I think
yeah,
of.
I'm going to find a structure for this thing. We're too damn grown to be acting like this.
Yeah, dog. I fell a lot today. I spent a lot of time on the ground for a 26-year-old man.
Yeah, we gotta get it together, dude. We're not doing this shit anymore. Thanks for listening. Sorry, Matt's not here.
Yeah, but it turns out Matt was actually the key.
Yeah, turns out really adds kind of a structure to this whole thing.
Shit.
Anyway.
Kind of looks like a young version of my dad.
Yep,
so it makes
that's
sense.
Which is cool.
I want to impress him.
All right. Well, have a great evening or daytime or whatever. Fraser, do you want to say anything?
Yeah, just